My dear brothers and sisters, today we are celebrating the fourth Sunday of Lent, which is called Lateri Sunday. The Lateri Sunday reminds us that Easter is close at hand. Today, the rose-colored vestment may replace the violet, and the flowers that may grace the altar. The central theme of today's reading is that our salvation is the free gift of merciful God given to us through Jesus Christ. The first reading is taken from the book of 2 Chronicles. It says how the people's infidelity causes them to lose the temple and their homeland. God's people were disobeying his commandments and spoiling his own temple. Amid their violent act, God sent many prophets to Israel to call them to repent. But they did not listen. Rather, they mocked God's messengers. They revealed the hardness of their hearts. As a result, they suffered the consequence of their sins. The temple was destroyed, Jerusalem was sacked, and the people were taken into exile in Babylon. Cyrus, the king of the Persians, tells Israel in exile to return to home and rebuild the city and the temple. This salvation brought to them by God, despite of their rebellion, was a foreshadowing of their salvation to come in Christ. This reading represents us the compassion and patience of God. God is willing to use anxious measures, even the heartbreaks of his people, to save them and not to hurt them. The second reading, taken from St. Paul's letter to Ephesians, summarizes the beautiful truth of the gospel in which we rejoice. While we were dead in our sins and could do nothing to save ourselves, God took action and sent Jesus to die on the cross and to rise from the dead for our salvation. Paul speaks of God's love in terms of mercy. The focus is clearly on the mystery of salvation as a gift of sinners. He teaches that although we do not deserve anything from God on our own merits, God chose to love, save, and give life to us because of his great mercy and love. Today's readings affirms that we are saved through faith. It also makes clear that this faith itself is the gift of God. Paul emphasizes the saving mercy and graciousness of God as the foundation on which the Christian community is built. The implication of those who follow Jesus is that the mercy and graciousness that God has shown to them as members of the body of Christ, that should be demonstrated by them in their relationship with others. In the Gospel taken from John says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life." This verse is a part of passage which contains Nicodemus' visit to Jesus. Jesus in his reply refers to the story of the book of Numbers, which speaks about people in the wilderness being beaten and killed by the serpent when they complained against God and Moses. When the people repent, God told Moses to make a serpent of bronze and send it on a pole so that anyone who had been beaten might look at it and live. Just as the serpent was a symbol of God's mercy and life, Jesus raised upon the cross would be the symbol of eternal life which God offers to those who believe in Him. God loved the world in this way, that He gave His Son so that we might live forever with God. The purpose of God having sent the Son was to save the world, just as the purpose of commanding Moses to erect a serpent on a pole was to save the people from death. Jesus came to save, to grant eternal life, because God loved the world. On the other hand, when we speak about God's love for us, we also have to respond God's love. That's very important. In John chapter 3, verses 14 says, The light has come into the world, and people loved the darkness rather than the light, because their deeds were evil. Truthfully speaking, there is something darkness in each one of us. In some sense, all of us live in the shadows. Addictions of alcohol, drugs, gambling, sexual immorality, environmental irresponsibility, religious fundamentalism, and so on. And quite often, we conveniently choose to close our eyes and prepare that these shadows does not exist. I think it's a fact. We are closing our eyes to our weaknesses, most probably. As we come closer to Easter, it is important to remember why Jesus came into this world. He did not come to judge, but to love. Surely He knows all about the dark corners of our lives, and He wants us to stop hiding our sin in the darkness. The light of His forgiveness shines into our lives. Forgive every sin, restoring our relationship with God and renewing our lives. So our response to God should therefore not be one of the guilt or fear, but of love. In Jesus, we can have eternal life. In what part of our life is darkened in sins still remaining around? Jesus wants to fill our whole life with His light. The question is, will we let Him in? He is knocking at the door of your heart. There's no handle to push to open the door. The handle is inside your heart. You have to pull. Then only He can enter. It's our responsibility to open the door of our hearts. If you open, He will enter your life. And He will do miracles in your life. The first action should be from our part. We have to open our hearts. On this Sunday, let us reflect on what brings us joy in life and thank God for those things. And let us ask for the grace of love. The love, the cross, the symbol of God's giving, forgiving and merciful love. God's love is unconditional, forgiving and merciful. So, my dear brothers and sisters, consider the concept of God's mercy and compassion highlighted on today's reading and ask ourselves, how can we extend the same mercy and compassion to others in our daily lives, particularly to those who may be experiencing hardship or struggling in their faith? Amen.